Blog Talk Radio.
This is Wardell Fox Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and it is Throwback Thursday. We are grooving, man. Al Green putting it down. Here I am, and here we are, here on Solar Records Radio, just ready to have a good time with you. I hope you are blessed and well, and God is keeping you. Oh, man, I tell you, it is still hot here in the United States of America. Now, to my friends around the world, I know y'all, I've been getting some strange messaging. And one of the messages I got was that it's cold. We have the heater on. That's coming from the UK. That's really crazy, because also over in Venice, it's hot. It's not that far from the UK. So I don't understand how we're like skipping, how the weather pattern is doing a hop, skip, and jump. What is going on? It's kind of crazy, right? It's got to be global warming. It's got something to happening. You know, for those that don't believe in that, then that's on you. Something's happening. If you don't have a title for it, you don't have no excuse for it, you don't have any reason for it, then don't tell me it's not global warming. It's something. Something's going on, and it's kind of crazy. But anyway, we got to do what we got to do to try to protect our environment, our home, our planet, where our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren are growing up in. We want to try to preserve this. Man, oh man, stop making everything about you. Right? Everyone's making all about me. It's all about me. You know, and that's kind of crazy. But guys, here we are on this Throwback Thursday. Can you believe the weekend is coming again already? You know, I was just talking to a lady at my church, and I was like, she's a school teacher. And I was just telling her, I was just saying, yeah, you know, so it's, you know, what's happening for the summertime? What are you guys doing now that you don't have the, you know, the kids every day anymore? Like, what are you and your husband doing? Like, how are y'all having a good time? She says, next month, school starts back. What? I can't believe. Time is flying. I was like, you got to be kidding me. She's like, no, next month. That's it. It just seems like we just got cut off. Something happened somewhere. I don't know. And I go, that is really wild. She was right. Next month, here we go. School is starting back again. So, back to school clothes. Deep in our pockets again. I tell you, those kids have a good way of staying in our pockets, right? And then you got, you know, after that, we're going to do the Halloween thing. We're going to buy all the costumes and stuff. And then after that, we're going to have Thanksgiving and invite all the family over and fix all the kids' favorite foods. And then after that, you got Christmas, and we got to buy all these gifts and stuff for the kids and each other and all that kind of stuff. It just keeps going. It's just like, you know, as soon as you, like, when am I going to find a place where I can just keep money in my pocket? My. Anyway, guys, I really want to have a good time with you today. So let's get going down memory lane together here. Old school in the house, guys. Old school in the house. This is Wardell Potts Jr. Don Fleming will be through later, and we're going to just have a good time just going back together here on Solar Records Radio. So thanks so much. God bless you, and God be with you. And, you know, tell another friend about Solar Records Radio. And listen, there's so much stuff going on. We're going to have a lot to talk about when I get back, right? So come on, let's go out, hang out with Motown right now on Solar Records Radio.
Take me in your arms, hold me for a little while.
Rock me a little while.
All right, here we go, guys. Keep it rolling. Let's go watch this radio.
Hello is the better way. I'm the way. quick. Something slamming. Oh yeah.
I'm loving this music. Oh, I am so blessed because of it. Guys, oh, guys, I got to tell you, it's, you know, it's hot outside and all that kind of stuff here in the United States and the grounds. I mean, you're talking people just running around trying to find a way to be cool. Everybody's in the pool and going to the lake, going to the beach, doing whatever they can do to have a good time. And I you know, I respect that, and I love that and everything. So I decided I'm going to get up, too, and I'm going to go do something, too. So I'm getting on the road, and I'm going to go see my cousin. Oh, man. I'm so excited because, you know, this is the thing. My cousins, like some of my cousins, I've never met them physically in my entire life. I'm 900 years old, and I've never met my cousins. So it is time to meet my cousins. So I'm going to meet some of them because all of them, you know, can't make it where, you know, to where I'm going. And so I'm just going, you know, my time is different than other people's time. So this is the time I can go. And so we're going to shoot out there and I'm going to see a bunch of my cousins are going to come down to the timeshare. We're going to hang out at the resort for a while. And then I'm going to go see my uncles, my mother's brothers, and have a nice lunch with them the next day, and just be blessed to be around them after all these years. You know, I've seen my uncles, but I've never met my cousins and my cousins' children. And so this is going to be fun, man, just to get around family. You know, you don't want to mess around and, you know, mess around and your child marry one of your cousins' children, because y'all never hooked up. Y'all never, like, got together. We got to make sure that this happened. I know a story about that happening where the guy went, you know, told his wife he was going to family reunion. And she was like, okay, well, have fun with everything. He was like, you want to go? And she was like, no, I'm just going to stay here. Go do your thing. Have a good time. And he's okay, fine. And then she decided, you know what? I better go. I think that's, yeah, I'll go. So anyway, he was there. They were sitting at the table and stuff. And so he got up and said, look, I'll be right back. I'm going to go. No, she got up and said, I'll be right back. I'm going to go check on some things. And so he's just sitting there. And so then, he looked over. He says, wait a minute. Hold on. Who that? Dang, my dad's here. And so he saw his dad, right? And he's like, Dad, what's going on? How you doing? He's like, hey, boy, what are you doing? He said, we just came down, wife and I, we just came down for the family reunion just to check on everybody. Oh, it's nice to see you, boys. That's nice to see you, too. Now that, anyway, who are you here with? And he was just like, oh, just see this person and that person. He said, all right, cool, we got to get together. We got to hang out and all this stuff. And so he saw his wife coming back. And so he's like, all right, I'm going to talk to you in a minute. We'll get together. I'm going to bring my wife over and we're going to talk. Okay. And so then he went and sat back down. And so his wife said to him, she says, hey. And then he goes, yeah, what's up? He said, well, I just saw you over there talking to my dad. How do you know my dad? He goes, what? Your dad? No, that was my dad. No, that's my dad. Oh, man. Come to find out, they were brother and sisters. They were married. They didn't even know it. That's why it's important to have family reunions. That's why we got to get together to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen. And so I don't know what ended up happening with the story because I can't remember. It's just so many different things that's been going on. But I've known the story for a long time. So it's like, wow, crazy. Anyway, guys, so family reunion, I'm going to Philly. I'm going to get that Philly love right here, too. But that's in South Carolina. And then I'm going to Philly, going to Atlantic City, going to Nashville, Tennessee. And then I'm working my way back home. All right? So, guys, here we go. A little Philly love in the background. Can you turn it up a little bit? Teddy's in the house.
Give it all to you. this day to a pleasant end. Girl, it's me and you now. I've waited all day long just to hold you in my arms, and just exactly like I thought it would be, me loving you and you loving me. Let me rub your back where you say it's sore. Come on, get closer and closer, so close to me. Let's get lost in each other. Yeah.
This music makes me so happy, and it just makes you feel real good, and I am so blessed every time I play it, because it feels good. I love to feel good, man. It feels good. Anyway, much love to you guys, and you know, I'm excited because there's so many different things going on right now. I got music stuff going on. I have a new song that came out called Buckle Up. And I have another new song that's getting ready to come out, and you're going to like it. It's a ballad, and it's a beautiful song. And then I have another song coming out that I wrote for Dynasty. It's going to be coming out. And so that it's just a lot of stuff going on right now, and I feel really blessed. And I just want you to know that you can go to my page, just go to SolarRecordsRadio.com and go in the store, and you can see some of the things that's happening. We have the audiobook, the whole audiobook. Like, so instead of the different parts, part one, part two, and part three, you're going to now just be able to get just a whole book in one, and that's going to come out in the early fall. So guys, you know, it's just, like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on. And then my publisher, Steve, just got back in the country from Denmark, and he wants to sit down and chop it up. I'm thinking he's going to keep me busy writing. And so, and that's good. That's good. It's all good. And so I just want to give a shout out to everyone who, you know, like, life is, can be a roller coaster ride, right? And we can have our good times when things are good and we're feeling good about ourselves. And as you're feeling good and as you're going up and as you're growing and you're getting better, and, you know, I remember when I was younger, and so, and things were just great and it was shooting up, and it was just amazing success. Things were just happening just right after one after the other, just one foot at one step, one foot in the other, one foot in front of the other. It was over and over and over. You have to, when that's happening for you, please be kind to those people that as you're going up, be kind. Don't be arrogant. Don't be stuck up on yourself, because it is a gift. It's a blessing. It's an opportunity that, you know, that's happening in your life for you. You just happen to be the product of that opportunity at the time, because once you get up there, there's no place else to go but down. Right. And so we all can't stay there. We get there and we're good for a while, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And then all of a sudden you start to slide back down a little bit, because new is time for someone else and their blessings. And they start to go and grow and you start to come down. So as you're coming down, people that you may have stepped on or disrespected along the way will be the ones going up. And so you want to be able to attach yourself to them as they're going up and say, hey. And you want, but you need that to be a good memory. You know, you need them to say, oh, that's it. I remember you. Yeah. You know, in a good way, not in the, oh, I remember you. I remember you didn't want to have anything to do with me. So please be respectful to each other, no matter in what we're doing or, you know, what kind of business you're in or anything. Just remember that we need each other, and it's the best thing you can do is treat people the way you want to be treated, because as you're going down, you're going to want to be able to reach out to somebody, right, and to pull you along. And so I'm just really grateful that I, you know, it's just, you know, this, the business that I'm in is truly a roller coaster ride, up and down. And then we're on strike right now with the, you know, the writer's strike and everything. It's just a lot of stuff going on. And so it's kind of scary. Like, am I going to get my song placed in this movie now? If it's not going to get placed in the movie because they froze it. And it's just a lot of stuff. Right. And so, hey, you just never know. You know, some of these things just pop up, like AI. What is AI? Why did this stuff, this technology, where did it come from? Now it's totally changed, trying to change the game. But we have to put some kind of heart on it, because that artificial intelligence will destroy creative people. It will take your gift. And so anyway. So I want to keep on playing music for you guys, and I hope you're enjoying this. But remember that I'm just trying to give you some words of advice. Just, you know, just try to be a blessing to others, because someday you're going to need that same blessing returned to you. All right? So love you guys. Here we go on Solar Records Radio. It's your boy Wardell Potts. Ohio Players in the house.
Oh,
Goodness, you know, that's a hard song for me to play. And I'm like, why is it so hard for me to play that song? And then I was thinking about, you know, like, it's, you know, you just think about, like, you know, the stuff that people go through. And I remember them talking about, you know, Minnie Riperton, when I was younger, and how amazing she was. And then all of a sudden, you know, she got sick, and it was just really sad, you know, really sad when she put this song out, because everyone knew that she was dying, and it was like she was so young, and, you know, was so happy in her relationship, and You know, it's just crazy, right? It's just crazy. We listen to the words of that song, and you know, you just don't know. None of us know what's going to happen next. And she's such a sweet girl that, you know, seemed to have done everything the right way. But you know, when disease, when it comes, it's not prejudice. It just picks wherever it's going to be, wherever it's going to land. And the disease just hits us, and then we have to deal with the consequences of it. And sometimes, you know, the outcome is not what we want and what we expected. And it's just hard. And so for me, every time I see this song in my playlist, I just keep scrolling past it because it hit the memory of that hit me so bad. And so going down memory lane, everything going down memory lane can't be good, because we have our ups and our downs, right? Even the artists that we followed for many years, you know, they had their ups and downs, and we go through it with them. And we experience, you know, some of those things with them when they get sick or if they pass away. I remember when Lucille Ball died, it hurt me. And I didn't know that I cared that much about Lucille Ball. But the thing is that I did like her work. I loved her work, and she made me laugh a lot. And so, and you know, so you start to get used to people, and you don't realize how close you are to them until something like that happens. And then you go, oh man, I had no idea. So yeah, Minnie Riperton, what an amazing artist she was. And you know, but her life was cut short, and it's just sad. It's sad, right? Sad. It's sad. I don't even like talking about it. It's so sad. But it is life, and we have to we have to accept it. But at the same time, I want us to celebrate the goodness of life. Celebrate each other. Let's enjoy one another. Let's enjoy the time that we have together, because we don't know when it's not going to be available for us. And so God is teaching us, and we're learning, and we'll find out later, you know, like, well, why did you have to take my brother? Why did you have to take my sister? Why did you have to take, you know, my cousin or my auntie or my uncle? Or why did you take my mom or my dad? Why, you know, we'll find out later, because and what we have to trust, that's where our faith really, really comes in. So, here we go. Down memory lane, I tell you, that girl just does something to me. But anyway, guys, I hope you are good. We got about another 50 minutes left in the show. What is it about old school music that feels so good to me? You know, what is it about it? And, you know, for me, old school music, it is just an amazing opportunity to hear music that had amazing musicianship. Amazing musicianship. Where you have musicians that are playing stuff, and it's not computers, and they are playing with their hearts and their hands, and they are just laying it down, and the groove feels so good to us. The thing about the amazing musicianship is that the musicians are playing live, and even if they play the same thing, something about it is a little different each time, because it's not a loop playing the same thing over and over and over. It's a human playing the same thing each time, but it's a little bit different. And each time it's a little bit different. And that right there is what makes it feel good to us. Because it's not programmed. It doesn't sound like a computer. It sounds unique. It sounds like it has feeling, because it does. It has that human touch, that human feeling. And it's just amazing. And so that's one of the things about old school music that draws me in, that makes me crazy about the opportunity to play it for you and to hear it and to be a part of it. I was fortunate enough to be a part of, you know, this music and playing it. And the generation before me was absolutely amazing. They just, and that's the stuff that I play you most of the time on my show, is the generation before me, because they really, they paved the way for my generation. And it's just so good. And but technology is changing things so rapidly that kids, to me, don't get the opportunity to become the best musicians that they can become, because they just get good enough to program, and then they start programming, and then they lose that desire somehow to, you know, to do their thing. But anyway, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I like to know what you guys think. What is it about old school that makes you feel good? What is it? Why do you love old school? Can you answer that question for me? You can send it to me in my messenger box or whatever. But what is it? Why does that happen? Why? All right, guys. Here we are, Solar Records Radio, Wardell Potts Jr., loving to play this music for you. Loving to play it.
What was your question again? I'm just tuning in, hanging out. What's the deal?
He just comes out of nowhere. He's like, what's up, Mr. Fleming? Is in the house.
I'm good. What's going on, man? You asked it seemed like you asked a serious question. I got the end of it, but what was your question in entirety?
It's not really a serious question as much as it is for me. I mean, for me, it's more of an emotional
question.
The way
you was saying it, you had no music. It was real quiet, and you was like, you had this slow, dark, stoic tone to it. I'm like, what's wrong? What's going on?
Okay, I'll ask you the question.
Okay.
What is it, Don, about old school music that you love? What makes you love it so much?
Number one, I grew up on it. I had an affinity for it ever since I was little. You know, that whole conventional wisdom, and some of it, it's there is some truth in the anecdotes when you hear younger generation say it. When you grow up as a kid, you know, you despise your parents' music and your grandparents' music, especially Saturdays, because it always reminds you, you know, you're cleaning up the house. But at the same time, when you get older, there's an appreciation there, you know. In a lot of cases, you know, your parents and your grandparents are no longer here. You know, they're ancestors. And, you know, you have those moments where you reminisce. And again, we mentioned this before. You can pinpoint, you can listen to a certain song and pinpoint a time and a place, the things that you did. And if your parents or your grandparents was a part of that memory, that makes it even more special. So to give you a broader sense, more descriptive, give me some time. We can probably come in after the break, and I can kind of give you a whole, you know, a whole synopsis on it. But again, just to abbreviate it for right now, you can just pinpoint a certain time in your life growing up, and you got an appreciation when you get older. When you get older, there's that appreciation for the thing. You know, you lucky you ain't paying no bills. You know, you hear those type of things growing up, and then you grow up, and you're like, oh, I can't wait to be an adult. And you're an adult, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm just being a kid. And it always ties back to those moments and those instances. So that's why I like old school, because, again, it's the soundtrack of our life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so then we'll come back. And do you want to do this block?
We got about, 43 minutes left of the show? Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not? I'm glad you included me in everything. I was a little busy doing some work, some office work. Well, actually, I'm at home working and whatnot. So I realized, like, wait a minute, it's Thursday. So let me call and try to contribute to Wardell's afternoon drive, I like to call it. So what you want to hear? You want to hear something fast? You want to hear something mid-tempo? You want to hear something from the 90s, 80s? I mean, it's – what you got? Let me light that spark under my hind parts.
Okay, no visuals here, but let me just tell you this. I want you to play if you have this music in your block, the old school songs that really did it for you. Play three of them that really did it for you when you were younger.
You know what? Excuse me. You know what? I have the first one I want to play because you said something that was very pivotal because, again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I can pinpoint a certain time in my life. I was in – you remember songs when you're young, you know, people say, well, you don't really grasp anything till you're about 3 or 4 years old and things like that. Okay, whatever. You know, I don't know if there's a scientific way. I'm not a psychologist or anything like that. But I do remember singing this song in kindergarten. Well, yeah, I remember singing this song in kindergarten. So I want to take you back to one of my favorite songs as a kid. It's still a favorite from 1979. Of course, they were called The Moments. Give me a little Philly music. But they changed the name. They're called Ray Goodman and Brown. You hear in the background, this is called Special Lady. You guys keep it locked because guess what? It is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Sitting on top of the world. Change my gray skies to blue, and it was strange when you called my name. Ever since that day, I haven't been the same. Ooh, before I met you, my sun didn't want to shine.
We
classic. This is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Of course, I gave you in this block, I gave you two 1979s and an 80, or what you just heard from the About Love album, Miss Gladys Knight and the Pips, Landlord. Love that. Before that, 1979 classic from the Jones Girls, Who Can I Run To? And, of course, started off the block from 1979, Ray Goodman and Brown, Special Lady. Now, those songs, those three songs were very impactful in my childhood. Saturdays, cleaning up, you know, doing what you had to do, you know, blasting the radio, helping my grandmother and my mother clean up, and those songs were always on. And I would be singing it. I'd have those moments where I'm in recess. I'm like, you're the landlord. And the keeper. It takes you to a place, you know. Didn't know what she was talking about, but you just love the part. You're the landlord. But no, Ray Goodman and Brown, of course, formerly of the group, formerly called The Moments, give you a little Philly soul. I love that. Harry Ray had one of the best falsettos. Of course, rest in peace to Harry Ray. Of course, Ray Goodman and Brown, I think, are no longer with us. So, man, just an amazing, memorable song, singing that in kindergarten, singing these songs in kindergarten and first grade. Those were memorable songs to me. And, of course, like I said, the Jones Girls was just amazing. A couple of years back, we got a chance to talk to the lovely Miss Shirley Jones, of course, her two other sisters, Valerie and Brenda, are no longer with us, so rest in peace to them. But Shirley is still out there keeping that name alive, keeping that legacy going. And her son, and her nephew, which is Valerie's son, are big-time producers down in the Atlanta area and kind of keeping that Jones legacy alive in the hip-hop realm. So, again, wow. Shout-out to Miss Shirley Jones. And but anyway, man, I don't want to hog too much your time on your show. I just wanted to kind of give you – kind of go down memory lane. I know you were older in, you know, you're 79 and 80. You were what? You were in your 20s by that time, weren't you?
Oh, I thought you were saying I was 79 or 80 when that came.
No, around 79 or 80, I was 5 and 6 years old. So
yeah, I was 20, 21.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I was a grown man, but I'm still a grown man. But that was very, very good, man. I'm glad that you broke it
down
like that.
You're the
band,
Lord.
Yeah. That's so cute. And then, but that's the power of the music, right? How it just takes you back to that,
you
to
mentioned,
that moment.
You know, Jack, you mentioned instrumentation earlier, if I'm not mistaken. You remember?
Yes.
You mentioned playing in these people. Everyone contributed playing instruments. Now, again, this isn't a dig on like the computers and doing it through a computer and things like that. You know, the technological advances we have today. I'm not dissing that. I'm just saying it felt like there was more to me, I felt a concerted effort to bring out the instrumentation of the music. Again, at the time, the technology y'all did have back then, it was just kind of to lay certain layers. It played its role, a small part, but you knew the instrumentation of these albums, especially in the 70s and early 80s, you know, really before just that synth sound. You really incorporated that. You know, once the DAT machines and all of that started, again, it played minor roles and played minor parts as far as, you know, the clearing of the music, the sophistication, the polishing of it. All of that dealt with the instrumentation. And again, the computer part was just a small part. Now I feel the computer took over, you know, and it kind of got people. It kind of got people lethargic and going, you know, it's okay to go back to the roots of it. You know, it's okay to know these things, but to go back to the roots, to go back to, you know, to the I was a saxophonist, you know. Going back to playing the saxophone, you know, to me was organic. It was more grassroots. You don't really hear that now because everything is through computer. And again, I just think, and I say it again, I think there are moments where people have a certain lethargy, you know, to it. But again, it's my opinion. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No. The word lethargic you used, and that is to me key, because what happens is that people get lazy. Because, well, why should I play it? I could just have to do it right here on the computer, and then it'll even sound better. I don't have to worry about getting the sound together to make sure the microphone sounds good. It's just all right here on the computer, and it's perfect right there. So why do I need to play it? So instead of actually getting your axe out and practicing the part, you know, you know how it is with that sax. You got to get the reed right and everything, and you got to take it.
You tighten it, and what they call your embouchure, the tightness of your mouth, and you know all of that stuff.
Right, exactly. You know? And so instead of going through all that, they decided to just pass and let's go with the easier route, whatever is easier. But easier.
Let me
is
ask you this.
Not necessarily better.
Let me ask you this, because I want to put you on the spot for a quick second, because you think about the Funk Brothers, and I was thinking about the Funk Brothers, and I thought about you guys, the Throwdown Brothers. What percentage, in your opinion, when you guys were in the lab doing what you were doing, what percentage was the computer contribution? What percentage? Was it 25? Was it 50? You know. What percentage was computer use of your sessions?
10% at the end.
Exactly.
Yes, 10% at the end, because we were going into as the computers were coming in and starting to do what they do, we were finishing and we were kind of done moving on to different places, different companies. Everybody is split up by the mid 80s. So we had kind of just, you know, went our separate ways. And so, but sequencers, they like these standalone sequencers before the computers, they had standalone sequencers. And so those were, you know, those were slipping in real quickly. They tried to, my friend, who I accused him of destroying our sound, but he didn't really do that. And I just said to clear that. But my friend Joey Gallo, he worked at Hanage Music Store. And Hanage, that was something else that he was doing on the side. And so he was helping this guy run his store, making it happen. And so, but in the meantime, Joey had learned about all this stuff, all these keyboard sounds and these synthesizers. And then he would bring them to the studio. And so we would get all these new sounds before a lot of people got them. And so that's what helped us keep that edge and turn, you know, like the sound edge on our records and stuff, because we would get the equipment so as quick as soon as it comes out. And so but the sequencers and stuff, they came too. And I was like, Joey, what is that why do you, what's wrong with you? That's a drum machine. I'm the drummer. What are you doing? And he was like, oh, yeah, no, that this is, we're just checking it out,
It's not here to replace you, brother.
Yeah, right. And so that's exactly what started happening. And you know, because I, Wardell, was doing so many different things that when I was called to do a session before the drum machine, they would wait for me and do other stuff. But then once they got the drum machine, they didn't wait. And so that's what I mean, is everybody starts to get like a little, they started just like getting careless and lethargic and not really, you know, waiting for the sound that was created that everybody in the world had already loved. But, you know, it was proven by records, gold and platinum records. Now you want to try and just do a new sound. And I don't even think, honestly, I don't think that Leon and the other producers even thought of it like we're changing the sound. They were thinking we're just growing with technology, but the technology killed it. And what happened with that it just got worse because with the computers and all that stuff, then people started having home studios. And when they started having home studios, guess what the record company started saying? Well, we don't need to pay that much for you to record at home. As we
exactly.
Pay. And so then
exactly.
The budget.
And I'm just seeing a trend. I'm seeing a trend
yeah.
because you hear those parallels even
yeah.
today with AI. You hear those parallels, those same conversations that you guys had 40 years ago. I mean, we're having now with AI, or even 30 years ago when we talked about, you know, like when they talked about hip hop and samples, you know, using
right.
samples and things like that, going, you know, using someone recycling it, yada yada yada. You
right.
know, we're having these same type of conversations. I'm sorry, continue, man.
No. I mean, this is good. And so basically, the record industry really, it destroyed itself. It was suicide because it's not, you pay for what you get what you pay for. And when they were
mm-hmm.
trying to be cheap, as they were getting cheaper with wanting to pay for the product became cheaper. You know, and so instead of getting, you know, two or three or four hits out of, you know, an album, they were getting only one. And then people are smart enough to
mm-hmm.
go, I'm not buying a whole album for one hit. And so
and
they
a lot of these
singles.
Record companies, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of these record companies, and of course you probably know it, these execs got they got arrogant because they saw that new technology and they felt that, look, we don't need an A&R. We don't need any type of in development or polishing of this artist. We can just, you know, use the computer or the skills of the computer to market it the way it should be that we feel should be marketed. We don't have to pay. We don't have, we talked about Berry Gordy a couple of years ago. We did a show about Motown, and we focused on Motown. And, you know, when we talked about Berry Gordy taking elements of when he worked at the Ford plant, when he talked about the polishing of his artists in like this quality control mode, you know.
Right, right.
Well, think of someone that says, hey, we don't have to do that because we don't have to pay these extra people in quality control or whatever. We have a computer now. So you think about if Berry Gordy may have done that, what direction the music would have been. You know, if he said, look, I'm going to cut costs because I can have a computer now, you know, I guess thank God computers weren't, you know, around as, you know, I think they had IBMs back then, but computers, if they had it then, just imagine, you know, where the music would have taken us in 2023. So I'm glad and I appreciate, you know, even before my time, you know, 10 years, 15 years before I was even born, I was able to kind of grasp that, you know. So, but again, I think going back to what I was saying about the arrogance, I think when people find ways to cut costs, they will, because they feel like it's a business that they're running. And it's not even about quality, it's about quantity. And I think computers, to me, kind of placated that sentiment. So,
mm-hmm. So I just want to respond to the listener saying that it wasn't technology that killed it. It was human greed that killed the industry. Greed is killing everything. So this is I want to respond to that. So
mm-hmm.
this is the thing. You have to look at it like this. When that girl came into the room, it wasn't the girl that made the person go after the girl. It was the person that went after the girl, right? So that's what you're saying with the technology. But the problem is, don't let the girl in the room, because the person naturally is going to respond to what their nature tells them to respond to. And so that's why, you know, girls don't dress, have the same locker room as guys, because we can't control ourselves. It's our nature to go, are you kidding me? And so what happened is with this new technology, they're bringing the stuff in there, and we're getting like, whoa, it can do that? Wow, it can do that? And before you know it, we're trying this and trying that. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, man, this is it. This is great. And so, look, all these musicians don't have to be musicians anymore. I shed it. I used to practice hard where I was bleeding. My hands were bleeding, practicing, trying to become a good drummer. I mean, I worked really hard to become a good drummer so that I could play on these records. Nowadays, it's like, let me get the best machine. Let me go buy the best machine, and then I can be on a record. It's like, what? So, see that the whole mentality is completely different now. But what you have to, like he said, it is about our natural greed. We can't help that. That's who we are. But at the same time, you know, we have to learn discipline. We have to be smart enough to recognize, like with this AI thing, that we're about to push ourselves right out of the system.
I think you know, with the person who asked the question saying, well, it wasn't technology, it was greed. I think, you know, those two things aren't mutually exclusive. You know, I think there was, to me, that technology bred the greed. You know, so it's
right.
To me, it felt like it was kind of like a synergy. It was a synergy of both. And again, it's really not a wrong answer, because when, you know, technology, you're not saying that, oh, because of greed, it was more of a technology, or technology didn't have anything to do with it. It was greed. Well, you're in a capitalist society. I think there is a level of greed in everything. The technology, to me, amplified it. It amplified it to a certain level, and now record labels realize that, hey, we don't need these different artist development. We don't need these different departments, you know. That's why, again, that's why I was so – I love a lot of that classic R&B. Now, granted, a lot of them, to use the word ratchet, I'm sure there was a lot of, you know, ratchetness in R&B back in the day. You know, you can talk about James Brown and Joe Tex, and you can talk about, you know, what was going on with, you know, Martha Reeves, or you know, what was going on, you know, at Motown behind the scenes. I'm sure there's a lot of ratchet stories, but the public didn't see that. You know, we didn't see any of that. What we saw was, you know, they took those etiquette, you know, they took the Supremes and all of it. They took these etiquette classes and things like that, and they exuded that when they were out on stage and when they performed. And Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, you know, the etiquette classes and the gentleman classes, you know, that used to be taught to them. So all of these things, again, now because you don't have that, I feel like you don't have that direction of just the polishing of these artists nowadays, because now, you know, they're not, like you said, they're not selling albums anymore. Now it's about singles. And really? because of social media, because of that technology, I think all of these attitudes and people keeping it real, quote unquote, all of these things are now amplified. And again, I'm not squeaky clean. I'm not a perfect person. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, you know, there was a way the way that I grew up and listened to these artists, I didn't see a lot of that quote unquote ratchetness. Now, again, behind the scenes, later down the road, they wrote a book about it. You'd be like, oh my God, these people were ratchet, you know, but again, you didn't really see that in the public eye, because that artist in development really shielded that from the public, you know, unless you just read it in the newspaper that there was a fight at some arena that so-and-so performed at. So you just see all of that now. You see everybody's putting their business out because, again, that controversy sells. And whoever was the first person that felt that in when it came to the music and the industry, I think that kind of tainted the waters of any type of artist development, you know, as far as just that etiquette, that polish, the polishing of the artist. And I keep going back to the word polishing because I felt that, again, there was a way these artists carried themselves. Again, Otis Redding, loved that man. But, you know, there are stories about Otis Redding. But Otis Redding carried himself this way when he presented, you know, represented Stax music the way he did. So, again, the public just didn't see that. Now, there's no difference in saying that a rapper now or an R&B artist now that's, you know, that's ratchet, and there's that word again, you know, and we know that they're ratchet, you know, whether they make great music or not. It's like sometimes maybe that's just my old school mindset, but again, no judging. It's just that I didn't see the Otis Reddings or the James Brown this way. Yes, we know all the stories now about James Brown, but he didn't present that for the public to see. So
We only got 8 minutes left. I want to just get to this last question, and we're going to just answer it short and sweet. Okay, and the last question is, what do you both think about technology replacing actors in films?
I'm not for it.
Okay. Well,
I'm not for it.
I mean, I think that this, you know, for me, it's the same thing as replacing musicians. And so I disagree with replacing humans and taking work away from humans, period. You know, I'm not even happy about the bridges becoming all about computers now. You just go up there and you put money in the machine. I like the human thing because sometimes I have a problem up there on the bridge. I'm like, hey, well, you know, I didn't know. Can I give you a check? Or I didn't know it was going to be this. What's the situation? But with the computer, you don't get that. With the machine, you don't get that. You don't get that human, you know, relationship. So I'm just against all this technology replacing humans and causing us to go get in the unemployment line. It's just ridiculous. It makes no sense. And you're taking away creativity the way that it was naturally given to us. So anyway, guys, we got to get out of here. Don, are you doing the show tonight?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Don Fleming tonight, Throwback Thursday night with Don Fleming at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in.
Yes, sir.
Tune in with my brother and come and hang out with him. And we love you guys and appreciate you. And thank you for tuning in today. Don, you should have came in earlier because, man, this was pretty hot. We had a lot. I have so many questions, and I know that other people do too. So maybe tonight we can continue, but that won't work out for my friends overseas. But if we could try to do this again next time, I think that was great. Also, I've been talking to some of the band members, celebrities and stuff that we're going to be interviewing. So get ready because it's starting to build up already. And I'm telling them I'm going to be out of town next month, and they're talking about next month wanting to start doing interviews. And I'm like, oh, man, right when I go out of town, y'all want to start. So anyway, so I'm trying to set this thing up. But one of the groups that it's two groups right now that's on the top of my list right now. And one is Confunction, and the other one is what's the other one? I'll tell you when it comes to my mind. But y'all know, Car Wash. Talking about the Car Wash. Yeah, come on,
mm-hmm.
Guys. Yeah. So anyway, guys, we'll see you tomorrow. We love you guys, and we appreciate y'all.
See you tonight Throwback Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. Standard.
That's right. Tonight. All right, guys. Don Fleming tonight. Love y'all. Take it easy. And we'll catch you later on Soul Eye Records Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. God bless all of you guys. Thanks, Greg, for the flyers and all your work, brother. Good night. God bless.
you're my dream come true. There's no way that I'll be losing.